Every Friday morning, we check in with the anchor of our high school basketball coverage here in 2017-2018. He's our great friend, Terry Stoltz. T, good morning. How are you?
Glass, doing well, doing well.
You're a busy man this week. You got home show going on. You've got basketball going on. Heck, we've got sectionals ready to go next week. We'll get to next week because we have too many things happening tonight. And I've been reminding people all morning long that the North Athletics office opened their doors at 7:30 this morning. Everybody needs a ticket tonight, whether you're an MCCSE teacher, a North All Sports Pass holder. Any MCCSE pass holders, you must show your ID, you must show your pass to get a ticket for tonight's game. They've got to know how many people because Romeo Langford and the New Albany Bulldogs, they've got some kind of following down there. You saw it at Bloomington South earlier this year over the Thanksgiving holiday. Tell me what you expect to see tonight on the north side.
A lot of red and black in the crowd to the New Albany colors that we'll probably outdo the Cougar maroon and gold, but hopefully not. Now, they're tremendous fan base there. They probably had, I won't say half of the crowd at South, because South has a pretty good following, but it was close. I mean, and that was an early game, and against a team they knew they would have a tough time against. And since their only loss of the year to Floyd Central, they've won 17 straight. And
the other part of this is the times to see their chosen son are diminishing. There's not many left.
Yeah, that's true. And for anybody else, I mean, this young man is going to go down in Indiana history in the names like George McGinnis, Oscar Robertson, Damon Bailey. I mean, this kid's for real, and it's a joy to watch him play. His facial expression never changes. He's effortless, and then all of a sudden you look up and you know he might have 40. It's you know, obviously we want everybody to listen to us if you can't make it, but This is one of those once-in-a-lifetime guys. If you haven't seen him in person yet, you really need to.
He doesn't look like he is a stone-cold killer on the court. He has that kind of soft eyes and charming look, and then he explodes and dunks over six guys, and you wonder what the heck just happened.
Yeah, I mean, he's the same way. Another name I left out that's doing very well in the NBA there, Gordon, that's the way he played.
Yeah, very quiet. No, not very demonstrative. Right.
Nope.
Just very effective. And
you know, he doesn't look like he's moving fast, and then all of a sudden, the first step, you're gone. He's gone. That's the way Eric played, and Romeo's a lot of the same way. And so we're looking forward to the broadcast just because every time the North has a bad game, which you would say they did down at Floyd Central last Saturday.
Tough opponent.
They bounce back. These kids, you know, you can see them growing. You and I have seen them a couple of times. At least, you know, we got them a really good win once and should have had one last Friday against Columbus North. But the kids are getting it, and they're finally getting used to playing without Musa Jallo and David Morgan. They've kind of figured it out. I'm looking forward to see. I would imagine that the five seniors that you mentioned earlier will probably start this game. And I bet they stay with New Albany and keep things close for a while because this, you know, hey, there's something. You've done it. I've done it. When you play anywhere in front of a packed crowd, the juices get going a little bit stronger, and being the last time you're going to play a game on that court, I look for those five seniors to represent well starting out the game for North tonight.
I think I've left one out. We have Nick Dolson, Liam Wilkerson, Noah Spencer, John Dare.
Sam Weger.
And Sam Wigger. I'm sorry, Sam.
Yeah.
I left Sam out earlier when I was talking about the seniors, and I apologize for that. It's a great night, as you mentioned. Those five, their final game in the Cougar Den on the Tom McKinney Court. What other way would you want to go out as opposed to playing one of the legends of Indiana high school basketball? It all checks the boxes. But, Terry, you've got to go out and execute, and you have to make some shots. When we've seen this North team play well, we've seen them shoot the ball well. It sounds like a broken record, but it's true. The guard play, they have to stay out of foul trouble. We know that, and they're going to have to knock down some shots.
Yeah, and part of it is, as you'll hear in Chalk Talk tonight, Jason, he said, you know, one thing, and they're not going to hold the ball and stall, but they're going to be very deliberate tonight and try to get good shots. If they take their time and get good shots, that means New Albany's not got the ball in their hands and racing up and down the floor. So I think North will try to be patient. You're right, they've got to limit turnovers. They've just got to move the ball effectively and get good shots, because they have enough shooters to be able to make the shots when they run their offense properly. So Jason said they've had a fantastic week of practice, and he's really looking forward to it to see how they respond. I mean, not everybody gets to play. You know, in one poll, these guys are number one, tied with Warren Central. Another poll, they're three. You know, how many times do you get to play within the same week? You're going to play number four, Floyd Central, number one, New Albany, and then go play number five, Bloomington South, your rival in the sectionals. That's quite an ending to the season. Not that they're going to end it against South. You never know, but that's a tough way to finish your year, I'll tell you.
You get your money's worth with those three. There's no doubt about it. Jeremiah Blair has been an impressive sophomore for North. As the season has grown, so has his stature, his rebounding numbers, and scoring numbers. How big of a factor is he going to be tonight?
He could be huge. He wouldn't tell me who's going to guard Romeo or if they're going to start in a zone or what they're going to do, so I don't know. But the thing about, you know, Jeremiah Blair, just he's got an endless motor. He goes after the ball. He's going to be key, because now New Albany's not big either. Romeo's 6'5", and the Hourigan kid is 6'5", Trey Hourigan. But they're, other than that, everybody's 6'1", 6'2", about the same size as North. But North, any time the ball's on the board, they've got to go get it. They've got to keep Romeo off the board and Hourigan off the board. I mean, New Albany's nothing but athletes, and that's the thing that Jeremiah is too. He's athletic. Ethan Vinsel, Liam Wilkerson, obviously. He's going to be key, because he's the Energizer Bunny for North, and he'll get points, he'll get rebounds, and he'll be a key tonight. He'll be a key tonight. And another thing good for North is that I believe Jack Townsend is healthy now, and he'll be able to get in regular minutes tonight off the bench. And there's a shooter that has not gone on a big string of hitting shots this year. He's due.
And the other thing is, North is a little bit like Indiana University. When they hit the three-pointer, it kind of loosens everybody up. Everybody starts flowing a little bit. The offense starts moving. There's more space to get around it.
Yeah.
The Townsend point's excellent, because if he can stretch that New Albany defense a little bit to create some driving lanes for Ethan Vinsel and Tim Brewster and Isaac Vinsel to get into, that's gonna apply New Albany. But as we know, the Bulldogs are a good team. North will have their hands full tonight. You will have Chalk Talk just after 7 o'clock. John Callahan will join you on the call just after 7:30. But we've got some wrap-up for you. Usually we're previewing on Friday morning, but we had Edgewood and South play last night, and no problems either for either one. Edgewood's second game in 2 days, the Greencastle makeup game, a little tough one there for JB's Neal's crew, but it sounds like he got the exact response he wanted after halftime last night.
It sure did. I mean, and this is a tough bunch. This team is capable not only winning a sectional, but playing with anybody in their regional at Greencastle. So it's kind of good for them to get up there and get a game at that place. I think he'd have rather had a W, obviously, but as he mentioned, that's something where it's a wake-up call. And the second half of last night's game, the wake-up call was completed, and Eastern was plucky early and hung around, and then JB's guys kind of put it together. That's what they're capable of doing. They've got strong defense. They've got some slashers. They've got some shooters offensively. Edgewood's a really good basketball team right now.
And the Bloomington South Panthers, they went to Northview last night. So we had all these Edgewood plays in the Northview sectional. South played Northview. We've got all these North and South and everything else happening. South Panthers go on the road. This was, I don't want to say a glorified scrimmage, but Bloomington South goes out to a 17-3 lead. No Anthony Leal, no problems. And everybody gets some minutes before the big sectional game on Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's just, I think that's why JR probably scheduled and the Northview coach got a Thursday night instead of Friday, one more day of rest. You know, if you're going to end up playing on a Tuesday, you probably can use it to prepare and if nothing else, just get the kids some rest. So, yeah, this was, you know, South sometimes has trouble getting people to play them for obvious reasons, and this was just something what, hey, Northview's got a few good kids. Their bow kid is still, he went off and got 24 hard fought points, but gave South a little something to work against, a really good score, and try to hold him down after he'd gotten 40 something before. So, yes, just a minor tune up, and now JR, I'm sure they'll be at North tonight to watch North and New Albany. You know, two teams they will play North next Tuesday, and then they could obviously meet New Albany down the road in a regional too.
And a little scouting report there right here, yep, in the hometown. The sectional will take place next Tuesday night in Columbus for Class 4A. We'll be at the East Side Gym. We are game two of the Tuesday night doubleheader. North and South will start probably closer to 8 o'clock than closer to 7:30 would be my guess, because you never know. It's a winner-go-home game for game number one, which is Shelbyville and Columbus North. So we'll do more on that on Monday. We'll get you ready for that. We'll get you ready for that on Tuesday morning, obviously. And then Friday we'll obviously be back, because both Bloomington teams are playing. We'll have a winner there. That will be game two on Friday night, the second semifinal a week from tonight. So again, probably a little bit later in the evening. But Saturday, if the North Cougars or South Panthers advance to the sectional championship, that, Terry, we can write down in permanent marker, because that will be a 7 o'clock Jock Talk and a 7:30 tip. There will be no JV game before it. There will be no ceremonies before that. We will just show up and play basketball for the first time all year.
Yeah, that's true, and that makes it a lot easier, believe me, because tonight, if they do senior night in between games, I'm not quite sure how they will do it at North. We may have to start Chalk Talk a little bit later. We'll get all that hashed out tonight. But, yeah, that, we've got a hectic road ahead starting tonight. But this is a fun time of the year.
And let's not forget about Edgewood. They go to Northview on Tuesday. They'll be game one, yep, against their old friends from Brown County. They will advance to play on Friday night in semifinal number one against South Vermilion, and then hopefully they can play for a sectional championship as well Saturday night, as they will be at the Northview Class 3A sectional there. So plenty of local teams in action. We wish everybody the best of luck as this gets going. We will hear you and John Callahan tonight just after 7 o'clock. It's New Albany and Bloomington North, our regular season finale before that schedule we just gave you. We'll be with you probably three times next week minimum over in Columbus. Great job as always, my friend, and we look forward to a busy one tonight.
Yes, sir, no problem. And if you don't have your tickets, go get them.
Yeah, you've got till noon to go do it. Don't wait in line. People that don't understand this, they're like locusts from New Albany. There, yep, will be lots of them. Not a few, not a rowdy bunch, a lot of them. There's a difference, yep, between, you could have a small noisy group that makes a lot of noise. Then you have cars and cars and cars of them. They're more in column number two.
They're a large group and they make a lot of noise.
And they know the time is limited with the chosen one. So
that's right.
They'll pile them in. Great job as always, buddy. Enjoy the home show today. What time does that start?
That'll start at 2 o'clock.
And that's free and open to the public, right?
Yeah, open to the public, free. I'll be there for a while this afternoon, 2 to 4, before I get ready to...
Then you got to go to your other job.
Head up to the other job, my other part-time, full-time job, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, home show weekend, a lot of basketball. Go Hoosiers, go Cougars.
February is great, isn't it?
Yes,
February
it
is great. And it's 55 degrees, and no one's going to complain about that. No snow, no ice, no nothing. So
that's right.
Happy days are here again. Homeshowbloomington.org. You can find it all there. You can listen to our game tonight no matter where you're at, WGCLradio.com. All right, hear you tonight, buddy. Take care.
All right, thanks, Glass.
Terry Stoltz, T, he's in charge of high school basketball. Every game we do, he's there for it. Here, as we all try to, all three and four and five of us try to help cover for Joe while he's on the road to recovery. Joe's doing great. Had a chance to see him on Wednesday night. He's in great spirits and is rocking out rehab. We expected nothing different. So we're trying to get Joe to get caught up with us here on a Friday morning. He might have to be a fill-in for Chuck Crabb on a big show Friday on the phone one of these mornings. I'm trying.